Oh, hey, didn't see you there. It's me, Lane Buzzard, and you're listening to Scott and Paul's Rambling Podcast. Don't switch off.
Scott McLeod here for Scott and Paul's Rambling Podcast. I'm joined by another rising star of the British independent scene, the prestigious intern, as Leighton Buzzard.
Hello. Yeah, how are you doing? It's the prodigy now, the prodigy, Leighton Buzzard.
Sir. how are you doing today, Kieran?
Yeah, I'm doing very good today, good to come and have a chat with you.
At the moment, as we're talking, you're gearing up in February for a big show in Bathgate with Wrestling Up here in Scotland.
Yep.
Where you'll be facing Jackie Polo for the first time ever.
Yep.
This is one of the first matches announced for that show, so how are you feeling about this upcoming match?
Really excited for that one. You know, it's a bit of a surprise for me. I heard about the show. I knew I was going to be on it. I didn't know who I was going to be wrestling. So the first I saw about the match was just on Twitter. I saw the match announced. And it said, you know, Jackie Polo's going to be in action. I was like, oh, I wonder who's going to be facing. And then I've gone online and seen that it's Jackie Polo vs. me, Leighton Buzzard. So it's a pretty cool one. Especially, I mean, Jackie's just off the, like, definitely the run of his career.
Yeah.
Arguably sort of feud of the year within British wrestling as a whole. Just off main event in the Hydro, former world champion. So it's a really sort of big match for me. Something I'm really excited to be able to do. Like I said, someone I've never worked with before. So really excited to get in there and work with. Sort of such a big player.
Yeah.
The Bathgate show as well, you know, we ran it last year. I believe it was September or October we ran Bathgate for the first time. Great venue, crowd were really great. I got to actually open that last show. It was me versus Lionheart in the opener. So I'm really looking forward to going back to the venue and even more so to be getting to wrestle Jackie Polo.
Good. Is there any intimidation facing somebody like instead of Jackie who's coming off this great run and he's main evented the Hydro?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, definitely that sort of comes into factor. Definitely off such a sort of big run. He's really on a sort of a warpath at the moment. So I know that maybe he might be brushing this one off, but I know it's one that I'm really excited for. And even though Jackie, he's in best shape of his career, best run of his career, I know that I'm going to go there and give everything I've got. So I'm hoping to get the win, hoping to get a little justice of my own, but we'll see what happens.
Hopefully. Before that, though, at the first ICW show of the year, there's a big six-man tag match of yourself, Joe, and Kez Evans against The Purge and BT Gunn. How are you feeling about that?
Yeah, against Bad Company, yeah. That's going to be a great one. First ICW show of the year, so it's good to be sort of opening it up with a bang. I think we had a little bit of history there from the last show. They sort of got interfered in our business, so we're looking to sort of make amends on that. But it's going to be a great match, I think. First ICW show of the year, like I said, so it's a real sort of honour to be getting to take part in that match.
Also, like you said, you mentioned Wrestling Up Here in Scotland, and they work very closely with GPW. We've seen you in ICW as more of a character at the start, and you've had a handful of matches.
Yeah.
But you're more of a you've wrestled more matches for Wrestling Experience Gone, you think?
Definitely.
And Wrestling Experience Gone, that's a bigger platform for you to show what you can do as a wrestler, where it's not just as a character, but more so as a wrestler.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I think over the last year, when I've been doing my stuff in ICW, sort of odd matches here and there, and then obviously with Ringside with Joe every match, I think back at Wrestling Experience Scotland and GPWA, that's really where I've been able to sort of hone my craft, definitely get better at the wrestling side of things. So then it means when these matches came, so like matches, say like me versus Kieran, for example, you know, I felt like I was ready for that.
Yeah.
Mainly because of the training I've been doing at GPWA and the matches, like Wrestling Experience Scotland had a really great year, ran loads of new shows and loads of new venues and stuff. So I felt definitely that was where I sort of really got to sort of focus on my wrestling side of things and get better as a performer, better as a wrestler. And that came hand in hand when the opportunities came in ICW. I definitely felt more comfortable and more sort of ready for those opportunities. So that really did help me. Yeah.
And also, as part of Wrestling, you took part in the Secret Show the Friday of the Hydro. how far in advance did you know of what your match was going to be, or was that kept a secret until like the day of?
Yeah, I kept a secret, you know, like once again, it was one of the ones I was told to be there, so hoping for a match, obviously, yeah. I was told to be there, but as far in advance, that was as much we knew, sort of when we turned up, but that was a, in my opinion, really great show. I don't know if, were you there for that
I
one?
I was there, yeah.
Yep, I mean, such a interesting premise, something that I'd never really heard of before, but yeah. I thought it was a really great idea, and it really paid off, I think, so much better than anyone expected, but I thought all the crowd there really loved it, and were all a part of something really special. Great show, and I was really happy to be a part of that one.
Yeah, I went there because, like you said, it was an intriguing concept, because I'd been in the show a few months earlier where they did the secret main event, which
yeah.
turned out to be Joe VBT.
Yeah.
So I thought the idea of a whole card that was a secret.
Yeah, well, I think it was like a sort of offshoot from that idea, whereas those matches were getting really popular, these sort of secret matches at the end of the show, like stuff like out of nowhere, you had like Liam Thompson versus Wolfgang, you know, on a £5 wrestling show. So I think the sort of idea of that was so popular that they were like, why don't we try and put that into a whole show? I think it worked so well. You know, you got to see some matches you didn't think you'd be seeing that weekend. Some really high caliber matches. Like, personal favorite for me, I think Lionheart Mark Coffey was a match, you know, good main event any show.
Yeah,
and that was a really great match. Some other different styles of matches on there. You know, you got to see like Paxo vs. Jokey, which is one a lot of people didn't think they'd see, you know, so it was a really interesting match, and I think all the crowd there had a great time.
Yeah, definitely, and not to feel like I'm pissing up, but I did really enjoy your match with teaming with Crowbar against Sam Barber and Stevie James as the prestigious purge. Kind of an out there idea. Tell me, is there any chance in wrestling being in Scotland at least of seeing the prestigious purge back again?
Oh, you know, we'll see. There's another secret show coming up in April, I believe. March or April. So we're going to go run the whole thing again. I think just because it worked so well the last one, we're going to sort of give the show another try. But you never know. You'll have to be there on the day. I think it might have just been a one-time thing. But, you know, I think the crowd seemed to like it. They had a good time. It wasn't something people thought they'd be seeing anytime soon. It's like Crowbar vs. Stevie James. So it was an interesting premise. I think, like I said, everyone really enjoyed it. So never say never.
Yeah, definitely not. And this year, the matches you have had in ICW have, in one way or another, involved Kieran Kelly.
Yeah.
And I spoke to him before, and he spoke very highly of the chemistry you two had.
Yeah.
How was it kind of getting in the ring with somebody you've never really been in the ring with, and suddenly having these series of matches?
Yeah, I mean, like, me and Kieran have sort of been almost paired together from the start of the year. We were sort of started off in very different roles. I mean, we did this big, ridiculous Falls Count Anywhere match that ended up lasting, you know, X amount of days. And obviously I was just with Joe in that one, sort of helping him as intern. Kieran was brought in with the referee. So straight away we sort of had this like feud within a feud almost. You know, you had the main feud, but then you had me and Kieran going after each other and that. And that sort of built and built and built. And I believe the first time we had any sort of physical interaction would have been at the concert segment I did.
Yeah.
That was when finally things actually came to blow with the two of us. We had this like mini match within a match, you know, and got a great reaction from the crowd.
Yeah.
Everyone's like really enjoyed what we did, even though it was just, you know, less than a minute. What we did, the crowd really enjoyed. So ever since then, I think that's when I realised, you know, this is something that the fans could really be interested in.
Yeah.
Especially just because the two of us have such similar paths, you know, we're just two guys. Same age, you know, got the same sort of background. Obviously, Kieran, a bit more experienced than me. We both just had this mindset. We really wanted to prove, you know, why we sort of belong to be here. And then finally, we got given the match at the GUU, which was another one. You know, I only found out a couple of days before, so it was like a match I'd wanted for a long time. And finally, we got it. And I think we were just both on the same page. We really both just cared so much about this being a great match and sort of giving the fans something that they'd enjoy. And really, I think a lot of people knew that Kieran was a great wrestler.
Yeah.
A lot of people knew this already, whereas a lot of people had only maybe hadn't seen me in Wrestling Experience Scotland.
Yeah.
So like didn't know that side of me. They just knew the sort of the funny stuff that I did with Joe and all that. You know, wrestling odd matches, but nothing too serious.
Yeah.
So I think when I sort of, when we went out there and we had this match, which I really hope people did enjoy, it was a bit of a shock for some people.
Yeah.
But I just think because both of us, cared so much about the match, I think that that sort of played off to the fans as well. I think they could see what a good time we were having and how much we cared about it. So because of that, I think they cared about it as well.
Yeah.
But definitely for me, that would be the highlights of my year this year would have to be the matches against Kieran. Specifically, the GUU was great, but then for me, it was the France 99 match.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, we got to open the show.
Yes.
Like a big responsibility, especially the France 99 show is like biggest garage show of the year.
Yeah.
Sold out, you know, you've got all the fans from around the UK and abroad who've come to watch the Hydro show. Yeah. So you've got this crazy, like, everyone backstage in ICW always says it has this sort of like roar after WrestleMania feel, if you know what I mean. Like, you know, it's, anything can happen. You've got this great crowd, like fans from all around the country. And so it's a really big sort of honour to open the show. You know, last year I was on the show, I was just in like a battle royal. I was in the Carlos Valderrama battle royal. So to go from that to opening the show one-on-one with Kieran, obviously showed that they had a lot of trust in us, and we had so much fun out there and beating the hell out of each other. I think we just both love beating the hell out of each other. And I think the fans like to see it as well. But it was a great reaction to the match. We both really cared about it deeply, cared about it being a good match. Sort of gave everything we have to it. And I think because of that, the fans appreciated that as well. And they really enjoyed the match as well, which was something we were both happy about, I think.
Yeah, and I think you kind of got the last laugh with you and Remedy picking up the win at December again. And they've kind of got a match. But you think it's possible that we'll see an ICW or wherever else you and Kieran in another one-on-one match? Because they're kind of, in one-on-one matches, you're kind of tied.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose, well, in my eyes, me and Raby won that match. And, I mean, technically it's 2-1 to me, but I definitely think, just because of the reaction of the first two matches, if that's something people want to see me and Kieran go one-on-one again, well, you know, I think I'd love to give the people what they want, and I feel like we've definitely got some stuff that people haven't seen.
Yeah.
Even though people might think we've done a lot, I think we've still got plenty more to offer in terms of one-on-one matches. So definitely something, maybe not for a while, but something definitely down the line. I think me and Kieran could definitely face off again, yeah.
Yeah. I've heard you say before the GPWA in particular was the school you wanted to train with because that was the pathway to ICW.
Yeah.
And as I know, how do you feel now, a few years afterwards, that now that you've been there and you've been in ICW, do you think you made the right choice? And how do you think this compares to maybe some other schools out there?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, 100%. When I moved up to Glasgow from Bristol, predominantly I moved to train at GPWA because straight away I knew that ICW was the company that I wanted to wrestle for and wanted to start my career off at. And I knew that GPWA at the time had like a strong link with them, a strong working relationship with ICW. So I believe I was watching... Obviously, starting out as a fan for ICW, I believe I was watching On Demand on one of the shows, and the advertisement came up for the Asylum opening up. I think it had already been open up for a year. I applied for one intake, but I think that one was all fully booked up. So I went to... just kept checking the website every day until another intake came up. Eventually, one did, so you know, I moved up here, and it worked out just sort of... so much better than I ever expected. But 100%, I think, for me anyway, not for everyone.
Yeah.
So many great schools in Scotland alone, which are all producing like so much great talent at the moment. Like Source at the moment, so much great talent coming out of there. You've got like Kieran Kelly, you've got your Craig Antonys, both who are killing it, you know, especially on like PBW, BCW, like all these guys are really killing it. And then you've got PBW, you've got like Krieger and Luke King Sharp, all these guys have been killing it for years. So I think there's so many great schools, so much. Even you've got Reckless Intent, a lot of great guys there. Jack Morris is a guy who's really looking great at the moment, making a lot of waves. I think there's so many great schools. It's hard to say that one school's right for one person, you know?
Yeah.
Every school's going to be different for different people. For me, I think the right choice was GPWA, but for a lot of other people, it's not going to be. But you just got so much choice in Scotland for training schools, which are all producing so much great talent. You know, there's so much to offer. But for me, anyway, I felt GPWA was great because, like, not only I've got to now work with ICW for the last...
Yeah.
For the last year, I've been on every ICW show of the last year, which... like a dream come true, something I didn't think would be happening. Oh, pardon me. But the other great side of it was to see GPWA and Wrestling Experience Scotland grow as a brand as well and get to be a part of that. You know, like when I first moved up here, GPWA was running sort of one show a month max, and that was the Night of the Asylum shows. And then since then, in 2017 and 2018, now running these £5 wrestling shows like once, maybe twice a month.
Yeah.
We've got great working relationships with venues in like Maryhill, Denniston, Bathgate now. We've got these friends up in Tarbert. So we're running all these shows around Scotland. Like, so even though it's great to work with ICW as well, it was obviously GPWA, Wrestling Experience Scotland, being my home company, it's been a real sort of honour and pleasure to watch them grow as a brand as well and be a part of that.
Yeah, and also with a few GPWA, you did enter ICW and you're just as the intern for Joe Hendry. How has it been being paired with Joe, and how is he to work with?
Well, just amazing, you know. When I first joined up with Joe, like, I was already a fan of his work, knew everything about him, but I didn't realise sort of when I got paired with him just how much he was going to take off in like that amount of time.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy to be alongside him and just learn from him in terms of almost like a mentorship. You know, he's always very helpful with me in terms of matches and just sort of guide me the right way of things to do in the business.
Yeah.
But to see him go from when I first joined him working with ICW to now he's worked with Ring of Honor and Impact Wrestling, competed in the Commonwealth Games and all that. So to sort of get to work alongside with him for the last year and a half now, whatever, that was a real sort of honour to watch that and watch him grow as a performer as well, but also to help me with what I'm doing as well.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a great working relationship we've got, and I'll always appreciate his opinion.
Yeah, is he kind of the guy to, if he feels necessary to kind of give you kind of advice on working in?
I mean, definitely 100%. I always really do appreciate Joe's advice. Whenever I've got matches, anything like that, I'll always want to know Joe's opinion and, you know, what he thought of it.
Yeah.
And he's always happy to give it. Because he's had his time in this business now, I think he's... he likes to sort of give some advice down as well. Now he's had all this experience, and now he's had all this experience. So it helps a lot to sort of get that knowledge from someone who really is making it big at the moment. You know, like I said, all these different companies he's wrestling for. So it's great to have an opinion from someone like that.
Yeah. And through Joe, like you said, we mentioned earlier the false game match, and I think talking to Kira about some of his favourite moments, his favourite moment he said was the kind of first person thing he and Renfrew did when they were kind of chasing you around the town, going through the art galleries and kind of having to walk in, and as soon as you get outside, chasing after you again.
Yeah.
How was that for you, and what did you say your highlight was of that whole experience?
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. That really was a lot of fun to film, especially.
Yeah.
I think a highlight for me was we actually filmed, I don't know if you remember the video, we actually filmed inside of the Kelvin Grove Art Gallery, the museum, and we were not freaking out, but really trying to be quiet because, I don't know, maybe what we were doing could be classed as disrespectful, maybe, to some people, you know.
Possibly,
I don't think so.
Possibly.
Just filming, but trying our best to be quiet and not sort of bother anyone who's actually looking at art and that.
Uh-huh.
But I think we all thought that maybe we might get kicked out by security guards when we were like hiding behind statues and stuff, but we didn't. It was great fun. Yeah, apart from the end when I got chucked down a massive hill in Kelvin Grove Farm. That wasn't too fun.
No,
but apart from that, it was good fun. The whole story was great fun.
Yeah, especially I like that thing because kind of the first person idea, and also when the words come up on the screen, it was kind of a unique kind of thing for ICW to do. Expect to see from them.
Yeah, it was a completely different premise, you know, not even in ICW, maybe in wrestling as a whole, you know. I'd certainly never seen anything like that, and it was I think we all had a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah.
So it was nice to see the positive reaction it got from the crowd, from the fans. They all seemed to love it as well, so it was a lot of fun, that one. It was something different as well, which I think that whole story, we were pushing to be different.
Yeah.
The whole time we had that Fools Count Anywhere match, we were just pushing to be different. Every week we did something different, whether it was in Edinburgh, like stealing skateboards off kids and running away, or hiding behind kegs, or Kieran falling out of trees, you know. I think the whole time we were pushing for it to be different, so that video is just another sort of off branch of that, I think.
Yeah. Moving into 2019, what are some of kind of your goals going into 2019? Is there any like newer companies you're hoping to work for outside of like ICW?
Yeah, 2019, I've got a lot of plans, the things I want to do. You know, one of my goals is I'd love to wrestle abroad. Uh-huh. Don't know where, but I'd love to wrestle abroad. Also, there was, at the back end of 2018, I got to compete in the IPW Invitational Tournament, which was great fun. You know, there's like 16 guys, all great guys, all got put in these matches, and everyone sort of gave everything they had. I think near enough all the guys are new to the company, new to IPW, so we all had, almost like me and Kieran had this mentality where we all wanted to prove a point, so we all went out there and sort of gave everything to these matches. Had a great time, really great fan base down there, and love to work with them again. So that's another one of my goals for 2019. I really would love to work with them some more, so I'm hopeful for that. You know, a few companies down south I'd like to work for. Scotland wise, I just made my debut for PBW at the end of the year, which was a goal of mine for since I moved up here. So it was me versus Kez in Dumbarton, so that was nice to sort of cross off one of my goals for the end of 2018. This year I'd definitely like to wrestle for BCW is a goal of mine, you know. That's one of the biggest companies in Scotland who are always just putting on great family shows. Every show they do, they really knock it out of the park, bringing in some like massive names, huge talent. So that's really a goal for me, definitely, for 2019. That's what I'd like to check off. I'd love to wrestle for BCW as well.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of guys like yourself are trying to, are looking to step up, because especially in the wake of the whole NXT UK thing about some people not being happy that some people aren't able to work in as many promotions, but surely with that and also World Sport taking in new people, that gives guys like yourself more kind of things to like aspire towards.
Yeah, I mean, see, in my point of view, I see it as like, rather than sort of being sad or annoyed that these wrestlers are going on to bigger things, like, be happy that these are guys that you've been supporting for years, and the whole reason you've been supporting them is because you want them to go on to do bigger, better things.
Yeah.
So I think, if anything, all these guys like Kenny Williams and the Coffey Brothers, who are now going on, Wolfgang, going on to do these bigger things, I think everyone should be happy for them. These are amazing opportunities that, like, a lot of people never thought that guys in Britain and Scotland would be getting. So great time for wrestlers. And then for younger, hungrier guys like myself who are just sort of just starting to break through, great for us as well, because all these established talents who are now getting the recognition they deserve and getting to go to do, well, whether it's World or Sport or whether it's NXT UK, you've got all these spots opening up for newer guys as well, which are like looking to make a name for themselves and break through. So like towards the end of the year, you've had a lot of names which have come through, like me and Kieran and Kez Evans, like really made such an impact, you know. Arguably, you know, I can't really think of anyone who made such an impact in such a short amount of time. First match, first big match in ICW, you know, Shug's House Party, one of the biggest shows of the year, beats BT Gun clean in his first match. So, and I think a lot of these spots are now sort of opening up because all these guys are getting the bigger opportunities and that. So, especially for fans, fans should be happy that you've got all this talent which are now getting the bigger opportunities, and then you've got all these talent who are wanting to prove themselves as well and come through. So I think it's a really just such a great time for wrestlers and for fans and British wrestling as a whole, you know. Don't think it's seen a peak in popularity in this since like the golden days of World of Sports, so it's something interesting to see.
And are you kind of optimistic in 2018 where you're kind of pushing ICW, because you're with Joe, who's also aligned with Mark Dell, so you see this meaning big things for you in this year?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I think people have only seen sort of the surface of what we can sort of accomplish together, like me, Kez and Ravy, obviously all trained together at GPWA, so we've got that background where we've known each other for a few years now, good friends. We've all got this mentality that we want to prove why we deserve to be in ICW, you know, and why we deserve to be here. Obviously now we've got Mark Dallas who's backing us as well, which obviously shows a lot of support that he sort of believes in us to be those guys. And obviously we still get to do that with Joe as well, who I believe this is going to be Joe's year for ICW. I think Joe's going to be the man in ICW this year, and it's great that we sort of get to be alongside him and help him with that. So I think this year, me, Kez, Davey, and even though he already has Joe as well, we're really just going to show the fans in ICW sort of why we're here and why we deserve to be here, you know.
Absolutely. And we have the Square Goal coming up this year. You made your first appearance in the Square Goal last year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, maybe it didn't go as defined.
You could say that, yeah.
I think you'll be in this year's match, and I think you're hoping to fare better this year.
Hopefully, man, yeah. I mean, there was a bit of a mix-up in the match last year. I might have got a bit carried away with myself. Went for a move. Turns out that I was not as good at that move as I expected. And was packed out near enough straight away, but still a great moment to come out so late in the match as well. I was number 28, so to come out so late in the match and just to walk out the curtain and be a part of the Square Go match was, and all the names I was in there at the time were all the sort of biggest names of the match, you know, so that was still a great moment, even if it didn't go as well as I hoped. But yeah, this year as well, I'm really hoping to sort of definitely make more of an impact if I'm in the match, you know. Definitely make more of an impact than last year. And I think it's going to be a dangerous situation because it's not just me now, you know. You've got me, you've got Davey, you've got Kez, you've got Joe. So these are all guys who individually are after the same goal. But I mean, if any of us are in the ring or in the match at the same time, then it's, I think, definitely going to be an advantage to us.
Yeah, and you've talked about yourself, Kez, and Davey all training, coming up through GPW together. And also, you can't argue with the talent that have been produced from there. Who else, other than who you already mentioned, do you think is kind of a, who else has come through that school, do you think people should really be watching out for?
Oh, I mean, there's a few at the moment. I mean, so many great talent. Like, you've got the guys doing an ICW, doing work at the moment. Me, Davey Cares, obviously, Avil as well, Jokey. Like, absolutely incredible performer. Like, what she's accomplished. Like, similar background to me, whereas like her, she moved over here from Italy, you know, because she wanted to wrestle for ICW and just wrestle in the Scottish scene as a whole. So it's been great to see her, like how far she's gone. I think she's such an incredible performer, and I think 2019 is going to be a huge year for her as well. Then you've also got Paxo as well, recently had his debut as ICW against Mark Coffey. Great match. He's another one who's already absolutely killing it on the Scottish scene, like wrestling on nearly every show for PBW, BCW, you know, he's really making an impact. And then you've got some guys in Wrestling Experience Scotland that might be a little bit lesser known to sort of some of your ICW fans, but who are just starting to sort of make a name for themselves on GPWA, Wrestling Experience Scotland shows. One of them is Charlie Vice. Really, really coming along well. Like, he's had a handful of matches last year. Just made his debut for BCW at the end of the year. So he got to wrestle Jack Jester on, I believe it was the last show of the year. But he's really coming through well. I think he's going to start making a big impact in 2019. Another one for me, Eli Bulwark. Like, really great big man, imposing figure. Stuff really starting to click for him as well. Had a handful of great matches in 2018. Personal favourite for me, he got to wrestle Lionheart, and that was a really great match. So I think there's just so much new talent and fresh talent coming through at the moment. But for me, that would be the couple I'd name at the moment. I'd say for me it would be Charlie Vice and Eli Bulwark. I think you're going to have great years this year.
Heard it here first.
Yeah.
Obviously, the last couple of Fear and Loathing have taken place at the Hydro. You've been there kind of in Joe's corner, first in the ladder match at Fridland 10, and then this year against Big Whiplash. Obviously, hopefully, the next Fear and Loathing, hopefully you're hoping to get your own match on the biggest show of the year. Is there anybody like in ICW who can be a dream opponent for you for your first match on like a Fear and Loathing?
Oh, you know, a big show like that. I mean, obviously, the end goal would be to wrestle on a show like that at some point. Whether it'll be this year or next year or the year after, you know, hopefully I'm here for the long run, so hopefully it'll be soon. Yeah. I mean, definitely a dream match would be, I mean, I'll say a couple. Number one, I think I'd say me and Kieran, definitely. I think because people have enjoyed the matches that we've done already, which are on, you could say, a smaller scale. So we had the match at the GUU, we had the match at the Garage, but I think I'd really love to be able to have that match again on a bigger scale and show people what we could really do in front of a crowd like that, and just so much more people. That's one for me. And then another one, God, a dream match. You never say never, you know, because, I mean, he was on the Hydro last year, but one of the main reasons I moved up here was because I was a huge fan of Noam Dar. I remember watching some of the old fight clubs, and it was like Noam Dar versus Kenny Williams. And I was watching it, and I was like, these are two two small guys, but they're really sort of stealing the show. Yeah. You know, like they weren't treated any less. Like these are the stars of the show, yeah, on the show that I watched. Like I can't remember if it was a main event or not, but really just a Fight Club show at the Garage that really just tore the house down. Crowd loved it, and they were just smaller guys, but that's what I watched, and I thought maybe this is something maybe I could really do. Yeah. So for me, definitely a dream match would be to, you know, wrestle Noam Dar, so especially on a big show like that. So
never say never. I say some of all your segments with Joe, especially when you started, have been kind of more like entertaining, more character based, and I think that everybody's been fairly entertained. How do you think important it is in wrestling nowadays to kind of be good at, not only good at wrestling, but kind of be good at like kind of the comedy aspect of it?
Yeah, I think it's not necessarily just comedy specifically, but just sort of having a character and having something that people can recognize you by. Like I spent a year working with Joe, and I wasn't really wrestling any matches,
yeah,
but people still sort of knew like what I was about, and because I had this sort of character already. So I think if you've got that, then the wrestling comes later on. It's just a bonus, because I already had this character which people were sort of getting to know. Like I'd done stuff like the concert segment and these funny skits with Joe and all that, so people were already sort of starting to get behind me before I even started actually wrestling matches. So I think when I finally started wrestling matches, like during the end of 2018, it was interesting for fans because they got to see like this other side of me.
Yeah.
Whereas like they'd see me do all the funny stuff, like the concert segments and the Falls Count Anywhere match, but they hadn't really seen me like go to that other side, which is like this sort of serious wrestling side of things. So for me, definitely, one of my goals for 2019 is I'm still going to be Leighton Buzzard, and you know, all the comedy stuff, that's not good. I didn't see it as comedy. Personally, I don't think I'm funny, but everyone else seems to think I am. But well, I'm obviously going to carry on with all of that. My character's not going anywhere. But also, I really love to show some people like the sort of serious side of things. Yeah. What we scratch upon with me and Kieran, really just scratch the surface. But for 2019, I'd love to show the fans that side of me.
Yeah.
And that I can't just go on the mic and the ukulele, but I could also go in the ring as well. So that's a big goal of mine for 2019.
Sure, I think I stayed my throat there. I thought I coughed over your
ass. Oh, that's all right.
Okay, one more question before we wrap up here is talk about new opponents. What do you see being the possibility at some point in the future, whether it's this year, next year, or whenever it is, of a potential match with you and Joe Hendry?
Oh, with me and Joe Hendry. Oh, that's a difficult one, you know. Obviously, from a professional standpoint,
yeah,
a match some point way, way, way down the line that would interest me, just because Joe's someone I look up to so much, someone I have such respect for, that wrestling a match against him really would, I feel, be such a great learning experience and just something that I would love to do. But also, you know, I've got no need to. I've got no reason to want to wrestle Joe. I think we work so well together, and especially this team we've got at the moment, me, Ravy, Kez, Joe, I think this year we're going to be unstoppable. So I've got no reason to want to wrestle Joe. So maybe years later down the line, it's something that I'd be interested in. But for the time being, I just can't see it happening, because no need to, you know. We work so well together. I don't see the need to ruin that.
Why ruin a good thing?
Exactly. If it ain't fixed, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, of course. Lena, I thank you for your time then.
No, thank you very much, sir. Thank you. I appreciate being here.